I was frustrated in my own healing journey, and I felt like I was hitting walls and I couldn't understand. I'm a seeker. I would like to know truth. I want to know the answers. Why was I never satisfied? And it was when I introduced psychedelic psychotherapy into my own life that I realized, oh, I have repressed memories from very early childhood. And it was in the resolution of healing those traumatic memories that I was able to really get in touch with my true nature, yeah, my higher self, and my life really started to take off in a different direction.
Christy Crabtree is a licensed professional counselor. She's a truth seeker and the founder of Inner Light Counseling.
She specializes in helping individuals unlock and release stored traumas in the mind, body, and spirit through the use of psychedelic medicines, creating profound shifts in their lives.
What would you say to someone that's maybe more in the beginner phase, or they're struggling right now, but they want to get out of that phase and they know they've got something more to give to the world? What would you advise to them?
Absolutely. I would say,
it spans the globe like a super high school internet.
Elvis Presley.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy Podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary. The impossible has happened. Oh, that is sensational.
Jordan. Open. Chicago with the lead.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers Podcast. Today, Christy's joining us and we are going to dive into a fascinating world and how she helps people alleviate and remove trauma from their life through an unconventional method, through psychedelics, which I'm sure you've all heard of, but maybe not in this case use. So Christy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rudy.
So look, I'd love to dive into this because a lot of people have trauma, right? If they accept it or not. Yeah. And especially since I moved to America, I think America as a country is way more vocal about it, mm-hmm, and proactive about actually healing it and working through it. And there's obviously counseling and therapy and these conventional ways to work through it, right? To get coached through it, talk about it, those things. But what you're doing is becoming very popular now, but still seen as, I would say, unconventional, yeah, to most. So can you break it down just in a minute or so, how it all works?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a conventional psychotherapist, and I found in my own healing journey that psychotherapy wasn't enough. It wasn't, mm-hmm, enough for me, and oftentimes it wasn't enough for my clients. Yep. And ketamine's recently become, yep, legal, so that is a modality that we have access to legally that we can use. But in other parts of the United States, psilocybin or the magic mushroom, yep, is also legal. What I found is that these medicines, when taken with the intention to heal, are able to break through these barriers, illuminate patterns of behavior that we have so that we become aware of them. Because so often they are deeply rooted in our subconscious to the point where we've just normalized them and we, yeah, don't even realize that we have these destructive patterns that hold us back. And when you're able to really shine light on these patterns and release the trauma, which is actually held in our physical bodies, mm-hmm, you're able to bring more of the capacity of your soul into your body and really co-create the life that you were meant to live.
Yeah, I think it's becoming a fascinating space because it's changed so much in 10 years, right? Like the legalization of drugs for medical use, and obviously cannabis, a great example. About 20 years ago, it was, you know, a serious drug, and now, mm-hmm, it's being used a lot medically. And some of those examples, you know, at least from what I've seen, have been used for many years, you know, off books, right? And you, mm-hmm, hear about the results and people using them. And now medical advancements and laws are changing where now they're starting to get approved. So how does it work if someone's listening and they've maybe heard about it, gone to typical therapists and stuff, and they've always been interested? How does it help, you know, work through this stuff?
Absolutely. So it expands the brain in different ways, and different psychedelics impact the brain in different ways. Sure. More on a less scientific level, what I've kind of come to realize is that the brain is almost a filter for consciousness. Mm-hmm. It's almost like the consciousness isn't manufactured from the brain as a product of the brain, but the brain filters down consciousness that's much more broad.
Yeah.
And so when you start using psychedelics, there's different neurotransmitters that are impacted. If we're talking about something legal like ketamine, it works on the NDMA and the glutamate receptor sites. And so what that does is it impacts your ability to be able to learn and to make new novel connections. We have a ton of NDMA given to us when we're little, and that's how we learn so much. We're just sponges when we're children. And so when those are activated, those receptors, we're able to learn more, and that can stay active in the brain for up to 2 weeks. So we're able to implement these new, more novel ways of being into our lives that maybe we had barriers to before. But we can't just go to the novel. We have to literally go into the depths of the darkness, the things that we're afraid to look at, and say, okay, how can I look at these things? And it's so neat, because in traditional psychotherapy, we can start to look at some of those traumas, and people get really activated in their nervous systems, and they feel that physical activation, and they get afraid. And they're kind of like, okay, that's enough. I didn't know it was going to be so hard. But when you are on a psychedelic medicine, taken as a sacrament for healing, you're suspended in this feeling of love, and the fear really tends to diminish. Some of these drugs, like MDMA, actually completely repress the amygdala, which is your fear response. So you feel enveloped in love while you examine some of these patterns, and they're so easy to look at. And because you've been able to look at these hard things without all the fear, you can, off of the medicine, go back and explore those things, because you've broken that connection to the memory with the fear response.
Yeah, it makes sense. So that's, you know, present day, what, you know, you're able to do now, and you're helping people achieve, you know, these transformations, basically, right? And it's life changing, I would imagine. How did you get here, though? What's your story to this?
I have trauma. Surprise, surprise, right? Yeah. So I was frustrated in my own healing journey, and I felt like I was hitting walls, and I couldn't understand. You know, I'm a seeker. I will like to know truth. I want to know the answers. Why was I never satisfied? And it was when I introduced psychedelic psychotherapy into my own life that I realized, oh, I have repressed memories from very early childhood. And I touched on some of those memories and eventually integrated them and healed them. But I didn't even know that they were there. And it was in the resolution of healing those traumatic memories that I was able to really get in touch with the with my true nature, my higher self, and my life really started to take off in a different direction.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people that come on Legacy Makers and have amazing stories and transformations, and now businesses helping thousands or even millions of people, the common denominator is most of the time they figured this out for themselves, right? As a problem, something they wanted to solve, learn, and defeat, or get over, or conquer, or master. And then they see a gap in the marketplace, and that turns into a business, right? So can you kind of talk about that growth into, like, taking it from personal, you know, using it for yourself, to now helping others with it?
You know, for me, there was an opportunity there as a psychotherapist already to train with companies like MAPS and things like that, which is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, to implement ketamine into my practice. But I felt like one-on-one wasn't enough. So I really wanted to bring that into a space of healing retreats to be able to help people in the context of community, so we can talk about things that might be hard or shameful and really bring light to it and normalize those experiences, and even get feedback from other people relating to those experiences, really reducing the shame. So bringing it to that retreat space felt really important to me, because there needs to be a space for community.
I think, again, another common denominator of Legacy Makers is the one-to-one's great, and helping an individual is great, but something inside us says, no, well, now how can I roll this out to hundreds or thousands or millions of people, right? And I imagine in your industry, there's a lot of people that need help.
There are. And I think the powers that be don't want people to know. They don't want people to know the power in these psychedelic medicines, because they make a lot more money giving us these
pharmaceuticals,
these SSRIs that we take on a daily basis. And MDMA, a powerful, powerful medicine, was just shut down by the FDA because they said that the clinical trials weren't done appropriately. Well, they designed the trials.
Well, the health, I came from the health space as a sports scientist, and even in the medical weight loss space, they were the famous saying is it's much more profitable to keep someone sick and just, you know, help alleviate that than cure someone, right? Because mm-hmm. if you cure someone one time and they're gone,
exactly.
Whereas if they stay sick for 30 years, you get 30 years of mm-hmm. medical billing, right? Which yes. is obviously a sad, you know, in America, more than any country, is driven financially in the health pharmaceutical industry. You know, England, where I came from, the National Health Service funds everything. So they have much less incentive to keep someone on drugs for years because mm-hmm. the government has to pay for it. Whereas here, it's you know, the great thing about America is entrepreneurship, but sometimes not so much. So what about your own personal story, right? Like in the episode, in the Legacy Makers episode, you know, you talk about this and how you got here today and became successful, but what did you have to go through?
Hell. I had to walk through hell. You know, for me, I didn't realize that I had repressed sexual abuse mm-hmm. memories yeah. that were housed in my body. And there was always this desire in me, more, 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 this insatiable quest. And I didn't know more what,
yeah.
but I knew I was hungry for something. And I didn't know if it was more spirituality, more understanding, more knowledge, more connection. It turns out it was all those things because there was a huge part of my story that I had forgotten.
Okay.
And so it was my journey of remembering, and in remembering, not only remembering the abuse, but remembering my resiliency and remembering my tenacity mm. and remembering the gifts of my spirit that were literally just on the other side of those memories.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what, you know, talking about the episode and what people will learn, you know, what are they going to take away from the episode in terms of how they can learn from you and everything you've gone through?
Absolutely. I think sometimes, especially in this society, when we talk about America as a whole and the way that these industries work, we're taught, find the fast fix. Mm. Do the thing that's the path of least resistance. Numb the feelings
sure.
so that you can just get through today and perform today. But the truth is that that's not the way. The way out is in. And when you look inward at the things that you're most afraid to look at, when you can sit with the darkness, you literally find the light. And when you find the light, you're more in alignment with your authenticity, with who you are. And that's how we kind of triumph. I think these paradigms inside ourselves and outside of ourselves mm-hmm. is by aligning with our integrity, with our authenticity. And my vision is, imagine a world where we were all able to find our truth and play that music that serves humanity, right?
Yeah.
How beautiful would that be? And then when we're in our power and we tell these industries, no, enough, right? It ends. And I feel like we're right on the cusp of that.
Yeah. Well, my next question, you teed it up perfectly, was, well, what does, you know, having a lasting impact and a legacy and all of those things mean to you, right? What do you want to solve? So do you want to expand on that a little
Absolutely.
More?
Absolutely. My big vision is people knowing who they are, the truth of who they are. And the truth of who we are is so much bigger than our humanity. Yeah. And when we connect in with psychedelics, we connect in with the ancientness of our origins of as humanity, and mm-hmm. we find our power spiritually. And when we find our spiritual power, we can stand in that, and we can mm-hmm. stand in truth, and we can triumph over these paradigms, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody's getting along. Everybody's so polarized, sure. but that's how we move past these things.
I love it. Following up on that, I always ask people in Legacy Makers, I think most normal people go through day to day and live for the weekends or the next yeah. vacation, whereas Legacy Makers live for the impact they can make in the world. So in 100 years from now, how do you want to be remembered?
I would love to be remembered as a truth seeker, somebody who brought humanity back home to the truth of who they are and themselves.
I love that. And if people are, you know, watching now, they want to learn more about you. They want to learn how maybe you can help them. Mm-hmm. Where do they start with that process?
Absolutely. So I think the best way to do that would be, I have a book coming out. It's called Sacred Revolution, mm-hmm. where I outline the four steps into healing.
Yep.
Deconstructing some of these old patterns to rebirth yourself as literally a fractal of creator and to tap into your creative potential. And we'll be hosting retreats in 2025.
That's great. And Now let's talk about the episode, right? Mm-hmm. What is, give us a couple of nuggets or tease a little. What are some takeaways from your episode?
So there's some fun stuff in the episode because there are some really profound mystical experiences that can be had with psychedelics. It's all about healing trauma. And once you heal trauma, which is literally stored in the physical body, and you pull more of your spiritual essence into your body, you have a mystical experience, which connects you into the divine and beings and all kinds of interesting experiences that people have that guide our path.
Also in the episode, what's one wow moment or story you're going to share?
Well, I had a really interesting experience that I shared on the episode about having this experience, not on psychedelics, but after consuming them, where literally I had this visit with Christ, and he talked about how we are literally living revelations right now. Only he's not coming back in the flesh. He's coming back in each and every one of us, activating our latent DNA so that we become Christed and embody our own gifts. And that's how we heal the world.
I love that.
I was never religious growing up. And so I really kind of dismissed, honestly, him and his message. But I had this moment that I can't deny that was pretty incredible with that message. And I feel like it's happening. We're in that shift.
Final couple of questions. People watching this, they're inspired by what you're doing and how you're helping people and trying to revolutionize, you know, everything you're working on. What would you say to someone that's maybe more in the beginner phase, or they're struggling right now, but they want to get out of that phase and they know they've got something more to give to the world? What would you advise to them?
Absolutely. I would say, look at your patterns. Your patterns that you keep finding yourself in, whether it's the wrong relationship or people taking advantage of you or stuck in this job, are clues to find out what is that root cause, what is the trauma underneath it that perpetuates those patterns. So they may feel dark, they may feel scary, but allow that darkness to guide you into the solutions or to the light. Because when you can really deconstruct those patterns, you know yourself so much more deeply.
Love it. And last question, hopefully a good one. What does legacy mean to you?
Legacy means living a divinely inspired life and being authentic to serve humanity.
Great. Love it. Where does everyone find you? If they want to reach out, they want help, they want to read the new book when it comes out, where do they find you?
On Instagram at Christy_sacred_revolution.
Good. Well, that's a wrap, everyone. Hope you had an amazing time and got a little more interested in this whole area and how you can keep growing, keep improving yourself, and maybe taking a step back and using some of the modalities shared here and techniques to really discover the root cause of stuff holding you back. That's a wrap and another episode done for Legacy Makers TV. I'll see you soon.